Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, and I have the pleasure of having my guest this time as the Missouri State Representative Kent Hayden, and want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Matt.
Well, we're glad to have you in here. I know you've probably been busy over these last couple of weeks for sure. Legislative session in Jefferson City underway. There's a lot of bills out there, but in particular, I think that you had pre-filed a couple of bills. Can you tell us a little bit about those this morning?
Yeah, I've got several bills that are in. A couple of real important. I have a fence bill that basically in Missouri, as a livestock producer, you've got the responsibility to have a viable fence, but you don't have the ability to, in essence, maintain that fence on your neighbor's half. And that creates a demand that you have to be able to turn it, but if you need to repair it, you know, you need, a lot of times you need to get trees or something off, so it's gives a 10-foot margin. That's a local community. Probably a bigger bill that we'll probably file next week is on solar and wind energy. And Audrain, Callaway, my district suddenly has become a big solar attractant. Between Tiger Express and between Grain Belt and between as we go to more unreliable energy, we have to have more transmission lines. So if you see these transmission lines are 60 or 80 foot tall, we're gonna have double or triple of them to be able to provide the energy if we're using wind or solar. Well, that's a big deal when you talk about Audrain County and kind of Audrain, Callaway, Monroe, you're talking about a crossroads. We're talking about a lot of land. REA has a major plan that will go across Audrain that they made me aware of to increase reliability. But all those projects can use eminent domain, and it's our landowners who will, there's not a lot of way around when they come to take eminent domain. There's negotiation on price. So that's an issue. There's also an issue on solar. If you bring solar in, we have the funds from the farmers that are leasing land. We have the building income when the construction crews. After that, other than taxes they have paid our schools and the counties, that is their benefit. And yet they will take a lot of when you take your prime farmland and put solar on it, you don't have need for grain elevators, you don't have need for fertilizer dealers, you don't have need for livestock that consumes grain, you don't have the need for ethanol, for biodiesel. All those are big issues in Audrain, Callaway, Monroe counties. So you got to look at that, and a lot of their tax issues, they want to come in and be taxed, they want the land to be taxed like it is farmland. So my bill says that, hey, it has to be taxed as commercial. It has to be, the taxes stay in the locations. They stay in our county. So our schools get the benefit. And a nuance that is probably going to cause a lot of stir, I've got it that 75% of the solar and wind turbines, as well as the rare earths, have to be from the U.S.
Well, that's been a big topic of conversation as it is. Governor Parson had signed a bill into law saying that basically, you know, most of Missouri's farmland was going to be owned by a U.S. citizen.
Well, and that's a corollary to this. If we're talking about the farmland where you can't have foreign ownership, particularly, let's face it, that we're talking about Chinese ownership after the bloom went over and observations. 75%, 80% of the solar panels as well as the wind turbines are made in China. And 80, 90% of the rare earths that go in them are controlled by the Chinese. So the question is, what are we doing if we control their land, control the land ownership? That's nothing compared to having solar panels over a lot more land than they'd ever own. I mean, Audrain County, Audrain, in my district, we got about 23,000 acres under contract for solar. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
And another issue with the solar is that they got about 20-year life, so they're 30- and 40-year contracts, so that means you're going to have one whole turn somewhere in the middle of putting new solar up. Well, right now there's no way to get rid of solar panels. So with that, where's the solar graveyard going to be? Right in my district. And the other aspect of the bill that we should have on the floor, not on the floor, but in Monday, is that no more than 2% of the tillable land in a county could go to solar.
No doubt about it. What's the general mood of this legislative session with everybody? Is everybody getting along pretty well, having healthy debate? What's the general mood going on there?
Kumbaya is a word down at the session. No. it is very contentious. The Senate has locked up. They're spending they haven't had, that I know of, very many debates. They're locking up every day with somebody going to filibuster. The pro tem of the Senate took away, I think it was 3 or 4 members' committee chairs this last week, which is a pretty drastic. They were the ones who have been leading the filibusters and changed their parking spots from in the Capitol to outside the Capitol, and that seems to irritate them more than the chairman. But it's very, very contentious, and, you know, Matt, a problem we've got in Jeff City right now is we have, in both parties, both camps, we have 100%ers. And 100% is either 100% for me or I'm 100% against you.
No in between. No compromise.
And no compromise. And, you know, I've been married 50 years, and I compromise. I give a lot more than she does. No.
Oh, no. she's not listening this
well,
morning.
Well, Matt, she was one of your teachers, so you understand.
That's right.
But, you know, whether it's a marriage or anything, you have to have some kind of give and take and say, okay. And as a committee chairman, one of the things you always say, if you have both sides when you have an issue, if both sides are unhappy, you probably have a good bill.
Yeah.
You know, you got something that's feasible. And so, or something that could be accomplished, and everybody had to give a little to get it. And we have a problem of 100%ers, and they're Democrats, they're Republicans. It's not only, and it's about 5 to 10%.
Well,
each way, and it's a problem.
You're right, and it seems like that to me. It's not just a problem here in our state or locally, or it's a national problem. If you don't go along with everything that somebody wants, then you get persecuted. They tell you you're not a part of that party. Get out, and there's no more healthy discussions going on.
Well, and that's you know, in the Republican Party, if you don't agree with the more right of the party, well, then you're a rhino, you know. And if either you're pro-life or you're not, you know. And there's some things that there's some real difficult issues, and the FRA tax is coming up this year for vote, and that's about, the state puts up about $1.5 billion out of taxing, basically a tax on hospitals, nursing homes, ambulances, and they pay that, and to get a match from the federals for about 3.5. So you're talking about $4.5 billion. If we don't pass that, we are required, because we initial petition, we were expanded Medicaid. We don't have that money. That means we'd have to take money from virtually every other program, and it would be drastic cuts. And yet, that's probably going to be a fight, and I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't take us into special session. And if I was making the world over, would I have an FRA tax? No, but it is into our medical system so deep. Without it, it would break ambulance services, it'd break hospitals, it'd break, you know, a lot of different pieces. And do I like the way it's set up? No. But you're on the horns of the dilemma.
Yep, no doubt about it. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. You've mentioned hospitals. I know that's been a topic here in Mexico as of last week. We'll talk a little bit about that with you. Also, there is going to be a new political process taking place in the state of Missouri. It's not new, but it is new to our area as what we have been doing. A caucus coming to Missouri. Representative Kent Hayden will ask your thoughts on that as we continue on with Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO.